This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We told you the other day about some changes coming to the H-2B visa program. The visa is used for seasonal workers in this economy. Today, another spoonful of the immigration alphabet soup with a look at the H-2B's cousin, the H-1B. Changes coming to that one, too. Remember, this is the program for highly skilled foreigners who fill jobs usually in technology, science, and engineering. Marketplace's Andy Euler is on that one.
The government is switching from a paperwork-heavy H-1B application process to an electronic one, and it created a pre-application. If applicants don't pass, there's no need to submit the more time-consuming and expensive full version.
It is impossible to imagine that the system that they are proposing will make things more efficient.
Sandra Feist is an immigration attorney in Minneapolis. She points out that the government got almost 200,000 H-1B applications last year and granted 85,000 visas, all the law allows. Feist says if you lower the bar for applying for an H-1B, what's going to happen is
more employers are going to submit registrations for less viable cases,
which she says will further clog the system. What many employers really want, though, is more employees. Richard Burke is CEO of Envoy Global, a firm that helps companies navigate the H-1B process. Envoy recently surveyed more than 400 companies that hire foreign workers. Burke says pretty much all of them are asking one question.
Shouldn't we have a greater number than 85,000 to issue under the H-1B program?
Opponents of upping the cap say those jobs should go to Americans. But David Beer at the Cato Institute says the labor market is so tight that there just aren't enough qualified workers in the U.S.
The idea that, you know, we should be keeping people out of the country is really putting a cap on economic growth.
And while President Trump has made growth a top priority, many companies say their inability to fill critical jobs with qualified foreign workers is capping their growth. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.